Within the next hour or so, the government is expected to confirm its plans for funding of RTE. Under the three-year plan, the licence fee will remain, but will be supplemented by direct government funding. This is despite the fact that 2 months ago, Media Minister Catherine Martin said a hybrid funding model might represent the worst of both worlds. As you know, a series of revelations about secret payments and poor financial controls led to a collapse in TV licence revenue. The new government funding is contingent on RTE delivering a series of promised reforms. A short time ago, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said this new funding model should end the RTE saga for the foreseeable future.
For the foreseeable future, I think we have to work hard at revitalising and strengthening the collection system around the licence fee. It is an important independent source of revenue because one never knows when pressure will come on the exchequer in terms of the allocation of public monies into the future. So that to me was always an important point. In addition to that, then there's a better system of direct exchequer funding is emerging from this decision today, and the deliberations between the three party leaders on this.
And that was Micheál Martin speaking to journalists this lunchtime for an outline now of what's known so far. We can talk to Sandra Hurley of our political staff. Sandra, under these proposals, how much money will RTE get directly from the exchequer?
Yes, Rachel. Well, that really is going to depend on how much is raised by the TV licence fee every year. So really, when you think about it, the 725 million euro figure for the 3 years, that's sort of the end point. That's the overall public funding. It's going to break down into figures of 225 million for 2025, 240 million for 2026, and 260 million for 2027. But those figures include whatever's raised in paid for TV licences and also the money that's allocated to cover the free TV licences for pensioners and others. So exchequer funding will be a sort of a top up onto the TV licence figure. So if you work backwards on that, it's understood that RTE got 178 million euro last year in TV licence fee income. Now, that was down. It was down nearly 20 million euro, of course, due to the controversies around RTE for the past 12 months. But if the same level was sustained next year, you could be looking at an exchequer funding top-up of 47 million euro for RTE.
Is this then, essentially, as you were, only with more money coming directly from the government?
I think a lot of people are saying that today, that this is really the sort of least radical approach the government could have taken, given that it's been promising an overhaul here for some time. And this has been talked about for well over a decade. There's no change to how the licence fee is going to be collected. Unpost will do that. The amount of the licence fee, the 160 euro, that's not going to change. Of course, the government today isn't selling it in that way. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has been stressing the significance of the multi-annual funding. It's understood that that has been welcomed by RTE. It does provide certainty, but we do know within government there was this disagreement. The Media Minister, Catherine Martin, had pushed for full exchequer funding, as was the recommendation in the Future of Media Commission. Now, she didn't get that. It's going to be very interesting to see how she handles questions around all of this when she talks to the media in a little while.
We'll need to have a TV licence, will it still be dependent on ownership of a TV set?
Yes, there's no change there. And this is despite the fact that for certainly 15, 20 years, we've been talking about a broadcasting charge. Previous governments, previous ministers for communications have looked at this. No change to this requirement to that if you have a TV, you should have a TV licence. And we know that several ministers in the government had been very clear on this. The former finance minister, Michael McGrath, Pascal Donoghue, the public expenditure minister, the new finance minister, Jack Chambers, were very clear that there should be a public contribution in the form of the licence fee that is being maintained, and so no major changes there. No change also. There had been a suggestion that the 160 million or the 160 euro a year that could be cut. That's not happening either.
Last week, the Taoiseach pointed out that other stations also provide public service broadcasting. Is there anything in this for independent radio and TV?
Yes, there is extra funding for independent broadcasters. That was mentioned by the Taoiseach this morning also. So the Broadcasting and Media Fund is going up to 22.2 million next year. That's an additional 4 million euro. It had been set at 18.2 million this year. And government sources are also pointing to this recent announcement that there's an extra 6 million euro in funding being provided for independent court reporting and reporting of local authority matters.
Sandra, thank you very much for that.